Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's Question Amnesty Day. What is a question you've always wanted to ask, but you thought it might be too embarrassing to ask someone you know or have your name tied to it or whatever? So you send it in to us, and if we can't answer it, the audience will. 1-800-947-3979. This one from the 616. Is Whiskey D a real thing? In other words, somebody drinks too much and they can't perform.
Oh, 1,000%.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't have to be whiskey.
It's not guaranteed either.
No.
Sometimes things may happen.
No, but it's...
And sometimes
just like they're supposed to.
Starts out okay, and then all of a sudden it just goes, nah, at least in my experience.
Yeah. I mean, if you drink too much or even a little bit sometimes, you know how you can start to feel, maybe you get a little numb in your extremities? Like your fingers or your eye, yeah, he's a little more loose. It's the same thing. It's an extremity. So sometimes the sensitivity level goes down and it's just,
yes,
man, this is not working well at all. So yes, it's real.
This one from the 203, is it uncomfortable for an uncircumcised man to use a condom during sex? I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't have a turtleneck.
No.
So,
I don't know why.
But when the, you know, when somebody who is uncircumcised gets aroused, it goes backward. And then, so I wouldn't think it'd be any different, really.
There was a lady on that show, Naked Attraction, on the one we watched last night, that show on HBO Max, where it's a dating show where they see each other nude. And she said she was with someone where their turtleneck had a really long neck. And even when things were happening, the neck was still very high.
Whoa.
So then I'm going to use a volcano metaphor that she did.
Yeah.
The lava would just overflow the top.
Oh.
Oh, so it was like, yeah, so it was like a weird little barrier.
Blah, blah.
Wow.
Oh, the sound effect with that was not necessary.
That's what she did. That's the only reason I did it.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that. But
I don't know about the condom thing.
I've only ever been with two of those. First person told me, he was also European, I expected it. The second person didn't, so it was a surprise. It doesn't feel any different, in case anybody's asking.
It doesn't. I would have been curious. Is Whiskey V a thing? Diminished sensitivity?
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, I think that goes for like all over your body, right? Like if I'm drunk,
like
I'm a little, a little fuzzy like a peach all over is what I like to say. But
that's a good way to describe it.
Yeah. So yes, but it doesn't prohibit me from being able to do it in the same way like it prohibits you guys. Mm-hmm. Like I can still be drunk and conscious and be like, all right, yeah, I'm down. I'm just a little sloppy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Where you can be drunk and conscious and then be like, yeah, but I can't get it to work.
Yeah. Yes. It's, you know, you can't shove a dish rag, you know, like it ain't happening.
You can't shove a dish rag.
Yeah. You know, the wet rag.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah.
A lot of people who have turtlenecks, uncircumcised, are saying, no, a condom is just fine. If you've been told that, it's could be that person is telling the truth, but more likely it's them trying to find a reason not to use a condom.
I have nature's condom. Foreskin.
1-800-947-3979. Let's see. What is the question you want to know? Oh, this is an interesting one from the 615. Should I tell my girlfriend that I take the blue pill?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why it would matter one way or the other, really. That's a pretty acceptable thing these days. This isn't the 80s.
I guess maybe the fear would be that she would think that reflected on her. It wouldn't. But maybe that would be the fear.
I mean, I don't know why.
Kelly or Maitland, if you were told that by a significant other, would you be bothered if you found out that had been something that had been done for a while?
Not at all. I love that. I wouldn't be bothered. I would just maybe ask, like, is there something I'm not doing for you that maybe could help?
Yeah.
But No, I wouldn't take it personal.
I wouldn't think it'd be that at all.
Mm. No, love it.
No, yeah. No, because most of the time guys take it because it's, yeah, it's just not working as well as it used to.
Sometimes you want to be able to pound the nail in.
Yeah.
For hours.
Need a harder hammer. Hours. Can't use a rubber mallet when you're, you know, putting the studs up. Right, Steve?
Right.
When you built that shed, did you use a rubber mallet or did you use like a regular old metal hammer? Man.
Yeah.
That metal one.
Good hammer. Do men have ovulation days like women?
I don't think so. I nearly said confidently no.
Certainly not in that particular way. I do definitely think that I have times where I feel like I'm having that time of the month where I go, man, I am just, I don't know what it is.
I think there's,
but I think we have some,
I think we have some sort of cycle,
but yeah, it would be more mood than like a downstairs physical, I'm shedding something type of thing. Mm. That doesn't happen, but.
You got any?
Do I have
any questions?
Oh,
from social media or anything?
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of questions on social media. One that I liked, I asked off air, like, if you are blind, how do you know when to stop wiping?
Ooh, I mean, Alan, check in.
I mean, I got to imagine it's all smell or taste, right?
Oh, God.
Just the idea of licking toilet paper anyway, it's like immediately.
Dissolves just, instantly. Just,
you don't think you could eat a square of toilet paper?
Mm-mm.
We did that a couple months ago.
I think we did too.
Yeah, I thought you did.
Did we?
Why does this come up so often on this show?
I'm not sure.
You're right. I remember going to the bathroom to get toilet paper and then handing out a square. We all ate it.
Yeah, if you need to eat toilet paper, that's the only time that you definitely want the one ply thin bad Scott stuff.
Mm-hmm. Question amnesty. This person writes, 33-year-old dude here. When guys go number one, are we supposed to leave our pants buttoned and pull our junk out through the underwear pocket? And if so, do the balls come out too? I'm worried I've been doing it wrong my whole life. I think it's probably different for everybody. Yeah, I don't think
it's wrong unless you're getting
number one all over the inside of your pants. I unzip and then pull the underwear down. I haven't used the pocket on the underwear or the little hole in about 40 years.
I don't think I ever did.
Yeah.
I still do sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Like you're just on a whim. You're like, well, it feels like a whole day.
It depends. You know what? No, it depends on what pants I'm wearing.
Ooh.
Because some of them have shorter zippers than others.
That's a good point.
Because the underwear is super stretchy. It doesn't matter how big you are. You can get it through the hole in the underwear really easy. But yeah, it depends on the pants.
I take back what I said. I have used the little pocket before. And the only time I've used it is if I'm dressed up like in a suit or something and I'm at a fancy thing and the shirt's all tucked in perfectly and I don't want
to
pull
mess
that
it
out because then it takes a little while to get everything lined back up.
Yeah. Now that's just personal preference.
It's up to you if you want to do it. I can't imagine a scenario why you would ever need to push your balls through that hole.
I don't think you want to do that. That is not something you should be doing. That would be strange. If you want your testicles out, then you should definitely unzip and completely take them down.
I mean, the
testicles should not come through the zipper hole.
No, there's no
otherwise you're going to get a something about Mary problem at some point. Like, it's happening.
Okay, this is another naked and afraid question that came up last night.
Okay.
The woman said, I don't like big testicles on a man. I like small ones. And then they put up some scientific fact that said, guys with small testicles. Oh, she was very one dude. So again, if you've never seen that show, the partition is down. Mm-hmm. She can see him from like the belly button down and she's looking right at his genitals and says, oh, he's got very small testicles. I bet he's very close with his mom, good at cuddling and likes to cook.
What?
Oh.
And
so like because they're smaller, he's effeminate.
Yeah,
I guess
is that was the implication. And so then they went to like the science fact. You're kind of right.
Really? Yeah.
But it said smaller balls tend to be better husbands, more thoughtful, and more sensitive and caring and giving sexually.
Oh.
So then my wife looked at me and said, do you have small balls? I didn't really know. I said, I've always assumed so. And she said, I thought yours were giant. And I'm like, I don't want to have this conversation.
I mean, in that case, I would say you would know better than I would.
Yeah.
I don't want to
know
that.
If you have small balls or
I
not?
Definitely have small balls, so.
How do you
I
not
assume
know?
I do.
All you have to do, I mean, if you've ever seen Full Frontal on any television show or a porno, you can start to have a barometer, I think. Of like I definitely, I do not have large testicles.
I think mine are small. Mine are like the same size as truck nuts.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Those are really small.
Yeah, tiny.
They're very small.
Yeah. But the other benefit to when they're smaller is that it makes the other stuff look much larger.
Yeah, I don't want it to look like a frog on a lily
so,
pad.
So, I mean, I don't know how, you know, the opinion is of everybody else, but for me, top down, like, yeah, that looks all right.
It's like a sailor riding a dinghy out to the better boat. What's going on here?
Yeah, good.
We need more questions. I mean, we have more, but I'm really enjoying this.
Like really enjoying it?
Well, no, not like that.
Just more than wood enjoying it?
It did seem weird. I agree.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.